Well, before we finish today, I want to give you some more thoughts about the shepherds from the Bible. And I want to just remind you of a few aspects of that story that maybe are easily forgotten or easily missed when we're so familiar with it. So three things that I want to say to you from the story of the shepherds. The first thing that I want to remind you of about the shepherds is how much trouble God took to make sure the shepherds knew about Jesus. Do you remember as we read the story together, the very fact, as we were saying to the children earlier, the very fact that the angels came at all was to tell the shepherds about Jesus being born. And God just didn't send one angel. I'm sure that would have been enough just to send one angel. But he sent a whole bunch of angels to the shepherds to make sure that they knew about Jesus. God obviously really wanted the shepherds to know about Jesus. And you might think, well, why did God choose the shepherds? Why did he tell them and not anyone else? Well, it could be that they were the only people who were awake, because they were working the night shift, if you remember, looking after the sheep. And probably most other people, very sensible, were tucked up nicely in bed. But the shepherds, of course, they were still awake, so they got to hear the news first. And what did the shepherds do then after that they'd heard the news? They went to see Jesus, and then after that, they went back praising God and thanking him for everything that he'd seen and heard. And they told everyone about what they'd seen. So God knew what he was doing, wasn't he, in choosing the shepherds? Because as God chose the shepherds, he knew that they would then tell everybody else. So everybody in Bethlehem got to hear. And eventually, it took 2,000 years, but even you got to hear. And a bit sooner, I got to hear. And some people, a very long time ago, they got to hear about Jesus being born. Because God wants us to know. He doesn't want us to keep it a secret. He wants us to know. And do you remember what he said to the shepherds? He said to them, this is good news for all of the people. It's not just good news if you're rich. That'd be no good for most of us, would it? It's not just no good if you're a girl. That'd be no good for me, would it? It's good news for everyone. And God wants us to know that. This is not good news just for a few people. It's good news for everyone. And that means whoever you are here this morning, whether you're very young or whether you're very old, whoever you are, this is good news for you. And it's good news for me. That's what God wanted to say to the people. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that when Luke tells the story of how Jesus was born, he tells us about the shepherds. All right. Did you know that Matthew doesn't tell us about the shepherds? Okay. Luke does, but Matthew doesn't. Matthew tells us about somebody else. Does anyone know who are the other people who visited Jesus who weren't the shepherds? Do you remember? The three wise men. Excellent. Okay, the wise men. They visited Jesus, and it's Matthew who tells us about the wise men. Now, here's the shepherds, okay? The shepherds, they're working the night shift. They didn't get paid very well, I'm afraid, shepherds. And nobody really liked shepherds very much because they were a bit smelly because they were with the sheep all the time and they were outside. So the shepherds, they were close at hand. They were there just on the hill, just near Bethlehem. They were quite poor, really, didn't have very much money, just ordinary working men doing the night shift. And that's who Luke tells us about. And then Matthew tells us about some other visitors to Jesus, and Matthew tells us about the wise men. Now, the wise men, they had to come from hundreds of miles to visit Jesus. Do you remember they followed the star? So the wise men came from a long way away, but the shepherds were very close. The shepherds were just local lads in Bethlehem, all right? But the wise men were foreigners from a different country. The shepherds were quite poor and didn't have very much money, but the wise men were really rich, and they could give presents of gold and frankincense and myrrh and so on. So we have two very different people who visited Jesus. Now, what's the gospel writers trying to say? What are the Bible trying to say? Well, very simply, whether you're really poor and just an ordinary working class local lad, or whether you're really rich from another country, it doesn't matter. It's good news for you. And God really wants us to understand this is for everyone. So that's the first thing that I wanted to tell you from the story of the shepherds, that this is for everyone. It's good news for everyone. Now, here's the second thing that I want to tell you from this story, all right? That hearing good news is not enough. You've got to act on the good news. So this is the point. Hearing good news is not enough. You've got to act on the good news. Just imagine now, if there were the shepherds on the mountain, and the angel came, good news, Saviour's been born, and then a whole host of angels came, singing praises to God, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to all men, and the shepherds have said, well, that was different, and then gone back to looking after the sheep. That'd be a bit silly, wouldn't it? To hear such amazing news, and then not to do anything about it. How silly that would be. And it's no surprise, is it, that we find in Luke chapter 2, verse 15, then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. And what did the shepherds do next? The shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Well, of course they did. They wanted to act on what they'd heard. If you came to our house today, you would find something in our house that's new, hasn't been there before. Because yesterday, my dad came to visit me, and as a Christmas present for me and Sharon, my dad laid a new laminate floor in our lounge, all right? So we've got like a posh new laminate floor in our lounge now as a Christmas present from my dad, which was very nice of him. Now, we bought that laminate floor. My dad just fitted it for us. Anyone like to have a guess when I bought my laminate floor? When do you think I bought my laminate floor? Have a guess.
10 years ago.
It wasn't 10 years ago. It wasn't that long.
9 days
ago. That's a really good guess. All right. Have a guess.
4 days
ago. That's a really good guess, but it's wrong as well. Last year. No, I tell you, we bought our laminate carpet, laminate floor, before Allied Carpets went into administration, all right? 2008, we bought our laminate floor, and it's been sitting in the cupboard under the stairs since 2008, waiting for somebody to lay it, all right? Which is why my dad finally thought, I'm going to give it them as a Christmas present, because it had been sitting there, waiting for someone to do it. It's quite hard laying laminate floor, especially in our lounge. It's not square. It's all higgledy-piggledy. It's really hard to cut all the pieces and get it all to fit. It had just been sitting there. So I had this really nice laminate flooring that I bought in 2008, and it was just sitting there. No good to anyone, was it? No good to anyone. Because I didn't act on what I had. Now, it's the same really with Jesus, you know. That everyone gets to hear about this good news. But you know, lots of people don't act on it. They don't do anything about it. They think, oh, that's nice. And it's nice having some nice new laminate floor. But if I don't do anything about it, it's no good at all, is it? So let me ask all of you here, what are you going to do about the good news that you children have reminded us of and that we've read about in the Bible? What are we going to do about the good news that a Saviour has been born? He is Christ, that means the promised one from God, the Lord. What are we going to do about that? Are we going to just say, that's nice, and carry on just going about our ordinary lives? Well, the shepherds didn't do that. They'd have been really silly if they did. But maybe some of us, perhaps we're a bit silly sometimes, and we don't really think about acting on what we hear. You see, it requires action. So that's the second thing that I want to tell you from the shepherds. The first thing was, it's good news for everyone, and God really wants us to know that. The second thing was, it requires action. And here's the third thing that I want to tell you about the shepherds, or from the story of the shepherds. That you can respond to the shepherds, respond to the story of Jesus in two different ways. There are two different responses to Jesus here in the story, and I'm going to tell you about them both, because they're both important for us. Here's the first one. The shepherds went quickly, found Mary and Joseph. They saw the baby lying in the feeding box, and they told what the angels had said about the child. And they went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything that they'd seen and heard. That's a great way to respond, to act on what we hear about Jesus. To praise God and to tell everybody about him, to thank God. Well, hey, look, A Saviour's been born. Isn't that good news? And we can tell other people and we can thank God for Jesus. That's a really good thing to be able to do. And you see, when Christians thank God for Jesus, we're not just saying, well, I thank you that 2,000 years ago a baby was born. But we're thinking more than that. Because do you remember why Jesus came? We were sort of talking about it earlier. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And if we put our faith and trust in Jesus rather than in ourselves, then God says he'll forgive us of our sins if we confess them to him and we're sorry for the wrong things that we've done. And therefore, when we thank God for Jesus, we're not just thanking him that a baby was born 2,000 years ago. We're certainly thanking him for that. But we can also thank him that because of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven if our faith and trust is in him. So that's the first thing the shepherds did. They told everybody and they thanked God. That's a great thing to do. But there was another response as well that we read about in our story. This was the response not of the shepherds, but the response of Mary. And in the story it says, Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them. Well done, Mary. That's what I say. Well done, Mary. Because she could see everything that was going on, and the shepherds got really excited. It's great to be excited. But Mary, she was a thinker. And she thought about the things that Jesus, about who Jesus was and all that had been said. And she pondered them and she mulled them over. And probably every day, we don't know exactly, but certainly very often, she thought about what the shepherds had said. And she thought about what God had said. And she didn't just forget about it and just carry on. She remembered and she kept thinking about it. That's one of the reasons why Mary is such a great example for us, because she kept thinking about the things that she'd seen and heard. And I want to leave you with that little challenge, really, over Christmas. And wonder whether you'll do that. Will you do that? Will you do that? Will I do that? Will we think about what we've seen and heard? Or will we just forget about this good news and carry on as if nothing has happened? You see, if it really is good news, if it's news that changes everything, which is what the angels were saying, if it's news that brings peace to people, if it's news that gets us into heaven, if it's news that saves us from our sins, it's worth thinking about and it's worth acting on. And I hope that this Christmas, that's something that we'll all do.